One of the most common questions in workforce planning is, how many work hours in a month does a typical employee actually work? Whether you are running a business, managing payroll, calculating overtime, or simply trying to plan your schedule, knowing the exact number of monthly work hours matters more than most people realize. The answer is not always a flat number. It depends on the type of work week, holidays, leave policies, and local labor laws. This guide breaks it all down clearly so you can plan better, pay accurately, and manage your team with confidence. In a hurry? Listen to the blog instead. The standard calculation, how many work hours in a month? For most full-time employees working a standard 40-hour work week, the calculation is fairly straightforward. A year has 52 weeks, and 52 weeks multiplied by 40 hours gives you 2,080 total hours per year. When you divide that by 12 months, you get approximately 173.33 work hours in a month. So the most commonly used standard is 173 hours per month for a full-time employee. Many businesses use this number for payroll calculations, contractor billing, and workforce planning. However, real months are not all equal. Some months have 28 days while others have 31. This means the actual count of how many work hours in a month can vary slightly depending on the specific month you are calculating. How many work hours in a month vary by calendar? Because each month has a different number of weekdays, the total work hours in a month shift throughout the year. Here is a quick breakdown for a standard 40-hour work week. January 23 working days 184 hours. February 20 working days 160 hours. March 21 working days 168 hours. April 21 working days 168 hours. May 22 working days 176 hours. June 21 working days 168 hours. July 23 working days 184 hours. August 22 working days 176 hours. September 21 working days 168 hours. October 23 working days 184 hours. November 20 working days 160 hours. December 21 working days 168 hours. On average, most months fall between 160 and 184 hours, with the 173-hour figure serving as a reliable standard for planning purposes. When tracking how many work hours in a month an employee has completed, using the actual calendar count gives you the most accurate result. How paid holidays affect monthly work hours? Public holidays reduce the total number of how many work hours in a month that employees actually log. In the United States, there are typically 10 to 11 federal holidays per year. When you account for those, the effective annual work hours drop from 2,080 to around 1,960 to 2,000 hours. That translates to approximately 163 to 167 effective work hours per month once you factor in holidays. For businesses offering additional paid time off or sick leave, the usable productive hours per month will be even lower. This is an important distinction for HR teams. Knowing the difference between scheduled hours and actual productive hours helps in accurate workforce planning, project timelines, and budget management. What are the work hours in a year and how do they compare globally? So, what is the average work hours in a year? For a standard full-time employee working 40 hours a week, the average comes to around 1,800 to 1,900 hours annually once holidays and leave are accounted for. Here are the key figures. Standard full-time 2,080 hours per year with no holidays. United States 1,800 to 1,900 hours annually. Western Europe significantly lower due to stronger labor protections. Mexico and Costa Rica lead globally with over 2,000 hours. Germany and Denmark lowest at 1,300 to 1,400 hours per year. More hours do not automatically mean better results. For employers managing global teams, These figures provide crucial context when comparing capacity and benchmarking productivity across regions. What are the work hours in a year and how do they compare globally? Understanding monthly work hours becomes even more meaningful when you zoom out and look at the annual picture. Here are the key figures you need to know. Standard full-time hours 2,080 hours per year based on a 40-hour week with no holidays. United States 1,800 to 1,900 hours annually after subtracting holidays, vacation, and sick leave. Western Europe significantly lower averages due to stronger labor protections and generous leave policies. Mexico and Costa Rica lead globally with over 2,000 hours annually. Germany and Denmark sit at the lower end with 1,300 to 1,400 hours per year. The gap between countries is striking. An employee in Mexico works nearly double the hours of someone in Denmark over the course of a year, yet productivity outcomes do not always reflect that difference. More hours do not automatically mean better results. For employers, these annual figures provide crucial context when evaluating workload, comparing team capacity across regions, and benchmarking productivity. If you manage a global team, understanding these differences helps you set realistic expectations, plan fairly, and avoid burning out employees in high-hour regions. Why knowing work hours in a month matters for payroll. Accurate payroll depends entirely on correctly understanding how many work hours in a month each employee has completed. For salaried employees, monthly hours determine the per-hour cost used for overtime or partial month deductions. For hourly workers, it is even more direct, every hour must be tracked and verified. Errors in work hour tracking can lead to overpayment, underpayment, compliance violations, and damaged employee trust. Using a standard monthly figure like 173 hours while cross-referencing it against actual tracked hours is the best practice for payroll teams. This is also where technology plays a huge role. Manual timesheets are error-prone and time-consuming. Automated systems that capture real-time work hours eliminate guesswork and ensure payroll is always accurate. How modern tools help track monthly work hours accurately. Tracking how many work hours in a month each employee puts in has evolved far beyond paper timesheets and spreadsheets. Businesses today need real-time visibility, automated calculations, and data they can trust when making decisions about scheduling, payroll, and productivity. This is exactly where EMP Cloud steps in. Trusted by over 1,500 industry leaders, EMP Cloud is a unified workforce management platform that handles everything from daily time tracking to full payroll processing. Rather than juggling multiple disconnected tools, teams can manage all their workforce data in one place, saving time, reducing errors, and giving managers the clarity they need. EMP Cloud was designed with both managers and HR professionals in mind. Its automated timesheet feature captures work hours accurately throughout the month, eliminating the manual effort and costly mistakes that come with traditional tracking methods. For businesses where employees work across offices, field locations, or remotely, this kind of precision is not a luxury, it is a necessity. How does remote work make tracking monthly hours more challenging? The rise of remote and hybrid work has made the question of how many work hours in a month an employee actually works more complex than ever. Here is what makes it difficult and how it gets solved. The challenges. Employees are not in a centralized office, so tracking hours requires trust backed by technology. Remote teams struggle with inconsistent logging and forgotten clock-ins. Disputes over actual hours worked become more frequent without a reliable system. Managers find it hard to maintain productivity visibility without micromanaging. The solution. Digital time tracking tools automatically log when employees start and stop working. Activity data is captured throughout the day without manual input. Reports are generated that both managers and employees can review anytime. This creates transparency and accountability without requiring constant check-ins. How do you calculate work hours in a month for project budgets and resource planning? Project managers frequently need to calculate how many work hours in a month are available across a team to determine whether a project is feasible within a given timeline. This is called capacity planning. If you have a team of 5 full-time employees, your combined monthly capacity is approximately 865 hours, 5 times 173. From that, you subtract planned leave, training time, and administrative overhead. What remains is the productive capacity you can assign to project tasks. Underestimating this number leads to missed deadlines and overworked teams. Overestimating it causes projects to stall. Accurate monthly hour data is the foundation of realistic project planning. How do shift workers and non-standard schedules affect monthly work hours? Not every workforce operates on a Monday to Friday, 9-to-5 schedule. Hospitals, retail businesses, logistics companies, and customer service teams often run on rotating shifts. For these organizations, calculating how many work hours in a month is especially critical because shift patterns may vary week to week. A shift worker might work 4 10-hour days 1 week, 5 8-hour days the next. Irregular weekend shifts depending on the roster. Over the month, their total hours could still add up to the standard 160 to 173 hours, but the distribution is uneven. HR teams need tools that can handle this complexity without manual intervention. Automated scheduling and timesheet systems make it possible to track these variable hours accurately, ensuring compliance with labor laws and fair compensation for all shift workers. Why is mCloud the smartest way to track work hours and productivity? Whether you manage a team of 10 or 10,000, keeping accurate records of how many work hours in a month every employee contributes is fundamental to business health. mCloud brings together all the tools you need to do this effectively, without the complexity. Automated timesheets. Work hours are captured automatically, giving HR teams accurate data for payroll, billing, and scheduling, no manual logging, no chasing employees for submissions. Time tracking and productivity monitoring goes beyond clocking in and out by providing actionable insights into how teams spend their time, helping managers identify productivity gaps and optimize workloads. Leave and attendance tracking maintains accurate leave and attendance records in real time, feeding directly into scheduling decisions and payroll accuracy every month. Face recognition attendance system. A contactless attendance system that keeps records tamper-proof, eliminating buddy punching and other issues that distort monthly hour counts. Employee payroll management. Uses verified timesheet data to process salaries automatically, reducing errors and ensuring every employee is paid correctly and on time. Centralized workforce dashboard. Timesheets, live attendance, task progress, and productivity insights, all in one place, no platform switching required. For businesses serious about understanding and optimizing how many work hours in a month their teams deliver, mCloud provides exactly the infrastructure to do it right. Common mistakes when calculating monthly work hours. Many businesses make avoidable errors when calculating how many work hours in a month their workforce logs. The most common mistake is using a flat 160-hour figure, 4 weeks times 40 hours, instead of the more accurate 173-hour average, which accounts for the fact that months are longer than exactly 4 weeks. Another frequent error is failing to account for the actual number of working days in a specific month. A payroll processed using 173 hours in February, which often has only 20 working days, equating to 160 hours, results in overpayment. Finally, many employers overlook the impact of holidays and approved leave on productive hours. Tracking gross scheduled hours without deducting approved absences gives a false picture of actual workforce capacity. Tips for employees to track their own work hours. Understanding how many work hours in a month you personally work is valuable for career management, work-life balance, and knowing your worth. Use a digital time tracking app or your calendar to log your start and end times daily. This takes less than a minute and gives you an accurate personal record over weeks and months. Review your hours at the end of each week to spot patterns. Are you consistently working beyond your contracted hours? If so, that data gives you a solid basis for a conversation about workload or compensation. Know your contract. Understand whether you are paid for overtime and what happens to unused leave at year end. This knowledge protects you and helps you plan your time wisely. Final thoughts. Understanding how many work hours in a month your team logs is the foundation of accurate payroll, realistic project planning, and legal compliance. The 173-hour standard is a reliable benchmark, but real-world management always demands a closer look at calendars, holidays, and individual schedules. Tools like EMP Cloud take the guesswork out of the equation entirely, automating timesheets, tracking attendance, and centralizing workforce data so every hour is accounted for. Start tracking consistently, use the right tools, and make every work hour count. FAQs. 1. Does lunch break count as a work hour? Unpaid lunch breaks are not counted as work hours. However, if an employee is required to stay on duty during the break, that time may be compensable depending on local labor laws. 2. How are work hours calculated for different time zones? Work hours are typically calculated based on the employee's local time. What matters is that each employee meets their contracted hours within their own working day. 3. Can an employer reduce monthly work hours? Yes, but it generally requires mutual agreement and proper notice. Cutting hours without consent can be considered a breach of contract in many jurisdictions. 4. Do training and onboarding hours count as work hours? Yes. Time spent in mandatory training or onboarding is considered compensable work time in most countries and should be logged and paid accordingly.